The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning. Today is April. Oh, my notes just disappeared. April, Wednesday, April 5th, and it is On the Clock with Aaron Green. Of course, my notes disappeared, and then I must introduce everybody. But I'm here with Aaron Green, and we are on the clock. We engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate rapidly changing Bahamas. And of course, I have Aaron Green with me, and we have a special guest today, a special guest from the Ministry of Tourism, and who is going to be talking to us about the great things that Ministry of Tourism is doing and what the Bahamas is doing. But without further ado, let me bring on Aaron, who can do this thing properly for me. Aaron, are you there? Are we connected?
Good yawning this morning, Mr. Newry.
Forgive me for that. My entire screen went blank, and I say, hey, where all my notes went? But I say, hey, Aaron is here with me, so we can go smoothly from here. Who do we have on the line today?
I am ready to hop to it. I am hopping mad, Mr. Newry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm preparing for Eat Friday. I'm preparing for a busy weekend. Busy weekend in tourism, busy weekend for the games, the Carifta games. I'm excited about what's going to be happening this weekend.
Well, listen, why didn't you prepare me? You say, I hopping mad. Why you didn't prepare me? You don't think I hop? If anybody is hopping this country, certainly I hop right now. But nobody told me or reminded me that I was supposed to IHOP myself to IHOP to hope to get some pancakes.
Aaron, you on sick leave. You can hardly walk. You can't go to or join Long Island and hop to the front of the line. So why tell anybody? But yeah, you do hop. It's more
this
like,
is my time, Mr. Newry.
It's more like a drag, a crawl that you do.
But I mean, still, it's my time, and I missed it. And yeah. I'm hopping mad, but I'm hopping happy because I get more time, and we have more time. And I'm glad our guest was able to join us this morning, because in the very same spirit, I want to encourage Bahamians to hop to it, right? To be prepared to hop into the fray. Be prepared to hop on the next great idea or business opportunity. And this weekend seems like it's going to be the weekend for opportunities. Joining us this morning from the Tourism Development Corporation is Mr. Ian Ferguson. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself in a second. But Mr. Newry, I reached out to Mr. Ferguson after our discussion yesterday around or referencing the article in Monday's Guardian. LPIA expecting up to 80,000 during Easter holiday weekend. And we had a good discussion, but I thought, let's see if we could get someone from the Ministry of Tourism that can answer some of the questions that we couldn't answer. But more importantly, let's today sort of create a space where Mr. Ferguson can sort of guide our conversation. See, I'm from Acklands and you from Acklands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Newry, I's a Mitchell too. When the great combination of Andres Mitchells and Acklands Hasties get together, we could sell anything. I could sell vacuums to aliens, right? But with the tourism product, it requires more than just the ability to sell, to enter the tourism market. You've got to understand the tourism market. You have to understand how it was created, what every element is for, so that you can understand how you best fit into it, and you can do what you do without disrupting what other people are doing. And so it is my pleasure to introduce or to ask our guest, Mr. Ian Ferguson from the Tourism Development Corporation, to introduce himself and tell us what his title is and what his role is in the Tourism Development Corporation. Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
Awesome. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Nouri. Thank you for having me. I am excited to be here with you this morning to talk things tourism and, of course, overall the development of our wonderful nation. Before I begin, I just want to happily join that Acklands band because I am 1,000% an Acklands Islander. My father is a good snug corner fellow, hence the name Ferguson. So
just a cousin of ours. We embrace you.
Yes, sir.
I'm just now recognizing the voice, I just now recognizing the voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So very, very excited. Hey, this is, I'm just realizing, is this Derek Nouri?
No, not or, Derek. This
okay,
is,
not Derek.
Recently our children went to job training.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good. Dad Nouri. All
yes.
right. This
yes.
is family.
This is family. Yes.
Very good. Very good. Good, good. So I am the executive director with responsibility for the Tourism Development Corporation and, of course, TDC. Some 4 to 5 years now in existence is the government agency or the government corporation responsible for providing support, a lifeline, if you will, to micro, small, medium-sized enterprises, ultimately helping to develop, to grow the tourism product and ensuring that when visitors come to the Bahamas, they get an experience that is truly representative of who we are. But of course, it is a globally competitive one and ensuring that everyone, including the small man, gets a piece of the tourism pie. That is essentially the work of the day-to-day work of the Tourism Development Corporation. And I'm very, very excited this conversation, helping small businesses in particular, micro businesses, grow, get better at what they do, and ultimately take full advantage of, yes, the opportunities, 80 plus thousand and more coming visitors who traverse these shores on a daily basis.
And this is awesome because micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises will need support, not just attempting to enter the tourism space, but being able to balance, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Or to be in balance with the other elements. And that's not impossible. It is certainly possible with the correct or the right and appropriate infrastructure in place. This is fascinating. Okay, so there are 70 to 80,000 people coming through LPIA this weekend. A sort of a quick technical question. Is the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation collecting data who the people are from and not just which island they're staying at on, but what type of accommodation they're staying in?
So the Ministry of Tourism, Investments in Aviation, I am not the official spokesperson. Of course, the Director General is the Chief Public Relations Officer for the Ministry. But I can say safely that the ministry has a long history of collecting data, using that data to help us create a model and a platform for training, for marketing, and essentially for how we manage the business of tourism. So from the surveys collected at the research and statistics team, to partnering with immigration for their statistical data, to all of the pre-data and post-data that we get through the communications and the global communications team, there is a plethora of avenues that we use to collect, to utilize the data that we have so that we can sensibly make decisions that impact not only the visit experience, but how we get more visitors coming to the shores. So absolutely, lots of data collected, lots of data being used.
Absolutely. I just thought an idea of a private sector or NGO mechanism that would collect and correlate that data, collect it and put it together so that small and micro enterprises can access that data to forecast and project in terms of their budget and their you know their plans for the new season. Because I want to get into the souvenir business, but an essential part of that is understanding where my guests come from, what types of souvenirs are available and are made in their region of the world, and what types of things excite them, right? And so if I'm somebody interested in producing souvenirs, that type of data is actually going to be very valuable to me. And in particular, you know, valuable to me, and in particular, when I want to present my ideas to my investors.
But Laren, allow me to piggyback on that statement and that point, right? And ask Mr. Ferguson this. I am a lay person who wants to enter tourism. And I understand from your introduction that the Tourism Development Corporation helps to create and promote a cultural product, to have a cultural experience or a bohemian experience, I think it was what you use, for and that the tourist experience, and that to make sure that micro businesses and ordinary bohemians be involved. I would like to know, how does that process start? Like, I'm brand new. I want to be in tourism. Do I reach out to the Tourism Development Corporation and say, well, I have a product. I want to be involved in tourism. Or is there another avenue of that making that happen?
Right. This is not always a clean, clear starting point. In fact, we say to any businesses in the tourism space, specifically in the micro, small, medium size category, that wherever you are in business, we want to know who you are. We want to know your capacity. We have, in fact, because we do recognize, you know, Aaron, that there are some data gaps, some statistical data gaps that we have. We have a whole lot of information, for instance, about our visitors. Ministry of Tourism has done an amazing job over the past 60 plus years in collecting data about our visitors. We know who they are, where they're from, socioeconomic demographics, you know, socioeconomic standing, how much disposable income they have. We know a whole lot. But we know a little less on the side of the tourism business, because unfortunately, on our side of things, we are a little less trusting of providing people with who we are, how we're operating, how much money we make, and the rest of it. So if you don't price certain things out of inland revenue or some other entities where you are almost forced to provide data, then you won't really have it. So I'll give you an example. We have on our website, tdcbahamas.com, we have a couple of registries. We're trying to get, in one instance, a national tourism business registry. And what we've simply said is, we don't want to know all the nitty-gritty details of how much money you make and the rest of it. We just want to know certain things. For instance, when the IDB approaches us and says, hey, listen, we have some grant funding for women in the tourism space, women who are doing certain things in agriculture and fisheries or whatever, we don't readily have that information available simply because people don't want to give it to us. They don't want to tell us who the principal owner is. So it's that kind of thing. The information that we're seeking is, we just want to know very, very basic information about your capacity, the specifics about the product that you offer, the services that you offer, what it is you have versus what it is you don't have in terms of equipment, in terms of your e-commerce capabilities. We want to know where you are for a number of reasons. One, we want to help. And so if you don't have vision, mission, value statements, hey, we have workshops around that. We can help you develop that. You don't have a business plan. You've never operated from a business plan. Hey, you need it. You know, we have workshops constantly addressing and assisting with that kind of thing. We have funding provided for that. You don't have a website. Come on, man. We have tons of people around here that we pair our small businesses with. You need, if only, a one pager that, you know, that people can go to access, you know, some e-commerce capabilities. This is low fruit for us. There's no reason why a taxi driver, straw man, anyone operating in the tourism space shouldn't have these basic things. No. So go ahead.
Go on, sir.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Because I was going to ask a question on
so
access.
I'm just saying, right. So it's really just a matter of, like I said, at any point in the game, whether they are operating from a point of, I only have a concept, I only have an idea. I need someone to talk me through. In fact, we had about two or three of those meetings just yesterday. We get the team together, we go in the boardroom, those persons that are available, and we sit and we spend time, fleshing out ideas with persons that have an interest. In some instances, we make it conference style. In some instances, it is specific enough that you have our business development manager or team that sits with you and walks you through that kind of thing. But again, we need to operate from a place of knowing, not guessing, and obviously the data is critical in that process. I mentioned one of the registries that we have. There's also the farmers registry, because we do quite a bit in the linkage space. And of course, we also have a tourism professional registry that you will find on that website that I provided. And this is simply the tourism professional going on that site and registering themselves as a tourism professional. I am employed, I'm unemployed, I'm underemployed. I just need you to know that I am an engineer, qualified, trained, experienced, operating in the islands of the Bahamas. And so, as our leader says quite often, when investors come to the table and say, no, I need to import this, I need to import that, we have documents that say, no, we have at least 19 persons trained, qualified, suitably experienced in this area. There is no need for you to import 19 engineers when we have them available.
This is great news. The other day when we were having a show, Aaron and I, there was a concern about access, that particular persons should not have access to tourism because they fall below whatever lang or what the audience considered the basic
standard.
How does the Tourism Development Corporation deals with persons who may fall below a particular standard where people say that they don't represent the Bahamas properly?
Yeah. I believe that I kind of follow you with where you're going with this. I believe everyone has a place in tourism if they come with a passion to learn. I believe that there are some minimum standards as it relates to service levels, as it relates to product offerings, as how we present our brand to the world. The Bahamas brand has taken a lot of hits in the last decade or so, and we need some repair work to be done to the brand. But I still believe that every Bahamian could have a place in the industry that has sustained us for all of these years. But I believe we need to also acknowledge the fact that many of us, good numbers of us, growing numbers of us, are not coming prepared to learn and assimilate into the standard at which we should be operating. So that's my response to that.
Absolutely. I think we're going to go to a caller. Caller, stay right there. We're going to you right now. I think that we have to encourage and show people how they can work in systems and maintain a degree of autonomy. I think we're afraid of being a part of a system. But let's go to that caller.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron, and good morning, CAD, your guest. Aaron, you made an interesting point when you brought up. And then CA raised a very interesting question when he asked, if you're a brand new person, you want to get into the tourism sector, how do you go about doing it? And by them not doing the way you phrase your question, say, is what got us in the situation that we find ourselves in today. By allowing someone to get into the business and then the Ministry of Tourism go and seek them out. That doesn't really how it works. I'll ask the gentleman something. One time ago, we used to have a tourism slogan that is better in the Bahamas. And people were saying that we were number one in our tourism sector. Were we really number one at some point in time?
It depends on what you were referring to as number one. Sometimes, in people's mind, number one in the region means that you're getting more visitors.
But it had nothing to do with product. Because I know one time ago, we used to have the Bahamas Gombe Summer. We had restaurants throughout Nassau. See, I can't speak too much about the family island. I can only speak about what I see going on here in Nassau. When you go down to the fish fry, when you go to Junkanoo Beach, when you go to Porter's Key Dock, these are the products that we are pushing for our tourists who are vacationing here to enjoy. Now, we are pushing these products, and if I can see that something is fundamentally wrong with these areas that I mentioned in terms of how they're not being clean, green, and pristine, are you all serious about pushing these products? Are you all really serious?
Yeah, yeah. I think,
thank you very much, caller.
You are absolutely right that we need a major and you know, I use the term product loosely because I think far too often we only look at product as the tangible product, not recognizing that a huge part of our product issue is still the people service issue, and how we present who we are, which is the cultural aspect of the product. You know, it's our full authentic self, because sometimes, you know, I could deal with a building not being painted, but I can't deal with the harassment. I can't deal with the criminal element. I can't deal with the nasty attitude that you're bringing to me. You know, there are some very rustic looking destinations that are not, you know, as nearly as aesthetically beautiful as the Bahamas is, play.
Yes.
Because somehow service levels meet the standard, and people bring their very authentic selves, and you know that there's a cultural exchange going on. There are many things that we have to do in the product regard. Yes.
I have another caller, Mr. Ferguson. Let me engage that caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
On the topic, I didn't catch the topic this morning. Is this about tourism?
It is tourism. We have Mr. Mm-hmm. Ian Ferguson, who is from the Tourism Development Corporation, talking about us. And we're talking about empowering Bahamians to take advantage of the large numbers of tourists who come in here, particularly over this Easter holiday.
Okay, all right. There, I think we have a lot of thoughts that the Bahamian public at large get established, you know. But I think the problem is the bureaucracy of getting those licenses to do those type of venture tours. Because we have a lot of actual settlements right here in New Providence. Like Fox Hill is a settlement. Adelaide is a settlement. Gambier is a settlement. I think there's a lot of new initiative that the payment public had put together themselves and make ventures for the tourists differently than what they experience on an everyday life. Mr. Neary.
Go ahead, sir.
I came to pick up my gift yesterday, but apparently it wasn't there, so I just calling you to let you know. This is the guy with the Lucas.
Okay. Leave your number with
I did that. I did that yesterday.
Yes. Okay. No problem. After the show.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead, Eric.
Listen. I don't know why you let the caller hang up. Because I got an idea, Mr. Neary. See, you see how he said Fox Hill is a settlement. I mean, Fox Hill is a settlement rich with opportunities. If I was running a tour, you think I'd take in tourists through Blair to tell them about all the high-end homes and visitors we have? No. I get in some brethren to put on some grass clay to pretend to be natives. And I'm going to turn the whole of Step Street, which is actually Congo Town, which has a rich history, right? Rich cultural and historic record. And I'm going to convince the residents of Step Street, a.k.a. Congo Town, to turn that strip for taxi tours into a historic cultural experience. It's loan performance and loan entertainment. And a little bit of education on the side. The caller's right. There's lots of opportunities that can arise in different spaces if you see those spaces as having value.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what I'm challenged with, though, Aaron, is that someone is trying to keep people from dreaming.
Hmm.
And I think we need to lose that perception, because there are no limitations to Bahamians getting the knowledge, the building tours and excursions, and then going through the process. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that we have a process of you seeking a business license, of you getting a business, get your business incorporated, of you, if you're going to do, you know, work with cruise lines or hotels, getting the limited liability insurance. There's a reason, your safety and ours.
Exactly.
So people need to know the process and go through the process. And
without a doubt.
Yeah.
I want to just give an example. There's been a great new business that's popped up. It is the ATV rental space, right? Tourists can rent and drive on their own, or they can be a part of a guided tour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a great idea. In particular, it's a great idea because it creates a space for employment for young men and men in particular who are hesitant or feel marginalized from other employment spaces. It's a great idea. But I get fussed at. People cut their eye at me. They think that I'm beating them down every time I say, hey, if you are a part of a rental tour company and you are driving that vehicle off duty or you're not with guests, you still have to drive like you're driving the Queen. You have the reputation of your company to uphold. You have to maintain the proper. In case there is an accident, you have your stellar, impeccable record to fall on, right? As opposed to having people say, oh, well, it was only a matter of time. You see what they do on the scooters when they don't have tourists on it. And so these systems are important for people to plug into. And even if you're a lone entrepreneur, you've got to plug into the larger system.
Absolutely.
And Miss Ian, we have seven more callers who want to engage you, but I want to ask this question. You mentioned process, right? And that these new businesses need to go and follow the process. And I have six texts right now saying, how come, whose job is it? Is it to infuse junk new? Whose job is it? Let's see the next one. Says to help you with your business for musicians to get into tourism. This one talk about straw making business. And this one talking about tour into Fox Hill. So all these texts are basically saying that they want to be involved in the tourism, but they don't understand the process. And they believe, it seems, that it is your job to create this avenue, this process, this system, and that seeing that process on how they can plug themselves in to the system.
Good stuff. So we are the facilitators. We guide the process, but we're not going down to Inland Revenue to apply for anyone's business license. We're not going to sit down and write anyone's business plan. We will certainly, with the expertise that we have, we will walk you through the process. We will hold your hand through the process. We will provide the templates. We will assist you with the research. We will assist you in facilitating those things to be done. For instance, we have a creative industry council. Karel Pinder leads that council. It is a gathering of the minds of creatives in the orange economy. Some 15 arms of creatives, you know, visual art, performing arts, gaming and software design, film, just a plethora of these creatives coming together in this council. And the job, the goal of the council is, yeah, it's education. It's helping those young artists come up. It's providing them with opportunities, business opportunities as well. Our job, of course, at Tourism Development Corporation is, how do we create the linkage? You know, we lament often about the fact that, you know, we don't have a whole lot of touristic activities that are connected to, you know, like, where are the Bahamian cultural nightclubs, you know, that you know, everyone that is of a former generation talks about in the 60s and the 70s, these kinds of experiences. Well, it's because, you know, we've not been having the right kinds of conversations. It's because, you know, we've not really focused our energy and our attention on just doing it.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you know, we have so many incredibly gifted, talented musicians, artisans, persons that are in that creative space. And, you know, it's time for us now to move from talk shop and start to simply make some of these things happen. So we are facilitators. We will gladly, when you call the Tourism Development Corporation, when you email info@tdcbahamas.com, when you go to our website and sign up for anything that we have going on, we respond. And we will certainly do the best that we can to facilitate the process. But no Bahamian is limited from participating in the tourism space. In fact, the truth is, the research tells us that it is the micro, small, medium-sized enterprise business that has historically grown the Bahamian economy. We need more people in this space. We need scale. You know, there are 30-plus thousand almost cruise passengers traversing the downtown Nassau alone every day. You know, and the four or five culinary tours, we don't touch the surface of the large numbers of visitors that want that experience. The Jeep tours, there may be like 100 and so some of them on the road. Consider 30,000 people coming. So you know, 400 people being able to book that on a daily basis merely touches the surface of what the capacity is. So we need more people in this space, but we need people who are serious, people who are prepared to learn, people who are prepared to put in the hard work, and of course, people who are prepared to go through the process.
And thanks, Amy. How can they contact your office? And we'll make sure I ask you that again, or some number or a detail that they can reach out to you. But I have another caller there. Our producer patched that caller through so we can engage Mr. Ferguson. They hang up just when they get contacted. But go ahead, Aaron, continue the conversation.
No, this is awesome. I'm actually on the website right now, and I'm looking at the registration portal for local farmers and the farm registry, right, for farmers producing products to be sold to tourists. And all I, let's go to that caller. All I could think about is my new farm experience where I'm just going to hire older Bahamians to sit and be available to speak with the guests about eating local. Let's go to the caller.
I love it.
Producer, patch that caller through for me, please. It's blinking. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
You said your guest name is Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ferguson, I invite you publicly to visit the Spotlight Lounge in Coral Harbor. You just talked about no nightclubs. There is a nightclub. It's been operating for about a year now. And the fact that you say that there are none that is doing what you suggest leaves a lot to be desired. I personally invite you. You could come by tonight, Wednesday through Sunday, live entertainment in Coral Harbor. Okay. All it seems that you're concentrating on is talking about downtown. What about over the hill? What about touristic venues like Nirvana Beach, where we've invited tourism for any number of years to participate with us to get the tourists out of the downtown area and into the island? What about the Bahamian experience? What about the infusion of the cultural invasion on Awaki, where they're playing Bahamian music? What are you, as a development, touristic development authority, doing about those issues? There are many Bahamians, like me and others, who have been trying to Bahamianize our product to give our tourists a Bahamian experience. But it seems as if your ministry in particular is not interested in driving business in those directions. Number two, tourism needs to get out of the business of producing cultural events. That's not your business. You are to engage professional producers to do that. I've said this for a number of years. Dunkaroo in June was an example of it, where I had a serious issue with your ministry, and still do, because you continuously produce those events when you don't have the qualified people to do it. Engage professionals, put the bid out like other government agencies do, and we would be more than happy to partner with you. I'll hang up and listen, sir.
All right.
That's a challenge, Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, it is.
So you don't have the professionals to produce the show? But that's Mr. Munnings, by the way, and he has the business in Nirvana.
That is one of the assumptions that I'm going to leave alone, that the professionals are not on the job. I do want to address the passion. I applaud absolutely Spotlight Lounge. I have taken note of it, sir. And I will certainly say that myself and maybe some team members will join me to checking out the Spotlight Lounge. I am not at all going to venture to say that we do not have, nightclub entertainment or cultural entertainment. I'm in the music space, so I'm very, very closely acquainted and very closely connected to musicianship in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So I know where I can go personally to get the cultural experience across the islands of the Bahamas. Very, very, very aware of that. I guess the challenge that I have is, and everyone, including musicians who I know very well, will tell you that that what we had, the cultural exchange with locals and visitors in those four or five signature clubs, we no longer have. That is what I was referencing. I absolutely agree that in nooks and crannies across the islands of the Bahamas, there are still experiences that we all need to promote. Yes, I agree with that. As it relates to events that the ministry hosts, I believe the ministry has done a superior job, an incredible job in hosting as well as supporting a number of events that are managed by individual citizens, organizations around the islands of the Bahamas. There are some signature events, obviously, that the ministry does host quite well, very successful events, that the ministry has the right to manage and control, because obviously the ministry has a brand that it has to protect and promote as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the ministry, I'm well aware of this, spends large sums of money in investing in and promoting the events that many Bahamians bring to the table, of a cultural nature, of a heritage nature, large numbers of events. So I just wanted to clarify that.
That's attention that I could take on. And I'm appreciative that the Ministry of Tourism has the budget to be able to extend to cultural and heritage events, right? It's attention. I appreciate it. But surely it's not as big of attention as that gentleman calling my show to invite you to the Spotlight Club. He even tell me I could hop along and come do the hop along with them at the hottest disco in New Providence. That's attention right there. And I'm glad that, you know, that the Ministry of Tourism, you know, saw the critique and took it on. The question is, how do we support the ministry responsible for culture to be able to take on more projects that cultural stakeholders think should be in the purview of the Ministry of Culture? I always say, let's use our strongest element to support the others, right? And so if we can bring a balance between tourism and culture for the benefit of culture, I think that is awesome. Now, sir, I got a billion ideas for this weekend. Fortunately, I am a hop-along, and so I can't get out onto the streets of Nassau and do this. I would be making T-shirts. I would be finding a spot. I would be working with businesses on Bay Street to find a front of business or a parking lot situation where I could set up, have music, have seats, sell water, give tourists a place to stop, if only to get a drink on their walk. What are some of the things that people can do in town and near town and even outside of the traditional tourism zones to engage tourists this weekend?
I'll tell you, Aaron, this is a difficult question for me. Because I traverse downtown almost daily. I deliberately walk downtown just so that I am not out of touch with what what it is we're trying to develop and grow. I'm so concerned with what I see on a daily basis. I also, though, get to engage quite a number of persons, for instance, what they call the top of the hill experience. There are a number of wonderful businesses, you know, just in that Delancey Street, that town area, you know, the Educulture, the, you know, the John Watlings, that grouping.
Right.
So
the gallery.
Yeah. There you go. National Art Gallery. I mean, that whole strip it's an amazing strip. I mean, great experiences in that walking district. But, you know, to talk about, you know, having persons, Bahamians, I am assuming these persons have a, you know, a valid business license, but to encourage them to, you know, just go ahead and print out a bunch of shirts and say Bahamas, you know, and to line off the streets, when I believe that is perhaps, or that level of visible clutter and harassment is already a huge part of the downtown problem. I don't know if that is something that I would encourage. I've been using the term authentic very deliberately a whole lot, because one of the seven issues that the visitors have historically said about the destination is that very thing, that they have not seen, they have not experienced the authenticity of the Bahamas, because they don't taste our country, they don't hear our country in the music that we promote, they don't see our country, they don't. So when you look at all of the touch points, we're really challenged. You know, the straw market is struggling, you know, with giving that authentic, which is why, you know, the cruise, the Nassau Cruise Port and some of the other stations now that are being redeveloped are focusing so heavily on, no, you need to bring the Bahamian experience in here. You know, enough of the made in China, Taiwan, Mexico, Cuba. It's time now for you to bring the Bahamas. Go to the raw material, start the small manufacturing that truly represents us. I think the numbers and the growing numbers should give incentive to Bahamians who are really interested in doing this, the encouragement that they need to go to the drawing board. There are great opportunities now for funding. There are great opportunities now for the assistance to get in the tourism space. My recommendation would be use these numbers to motivate you to start and to do it well. Okay. Figure out what the needs are that visitors have, and look at what's in your hands, your resources, your environment, your network, and find ways to now fill those gaps and meet those needs. We can absolutely help you with that. But I wouldn't recommend, you know, going ahead, printing 1,000 t-shirts at Say Bahamas and going on someone's storefront to try to add to the challenge we have.
So, Mr. Frazier, we're going to take a quick break. Caller, I do see you. When we come back off this break, we're going straight to the callers, but the music is playing. So let's take this quick break and be right back.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we have returned on the clock with Aaron Green, and the callers have dropped. Callers, call back quickly so we can get you into the last 5 minutes. We're talking to Ian Ferguson from the Tourism Development Corporation. There are a number of persons who say, man, they won't get in contact with you personally, right? And I'm not sure how that goes about, but can we have a phone number that they can contact your office to give their plan or to be assisted in any way?
Absolutely. So our telephone numbers in the office is 603-4850, 603-4850, or 603-4852. My mobile is 357-4330. 357-4330. Again, it's probably best to email me as well. iFerguson@Bahamas.com. They can also email info@TDCBahamas.com. And of course, the website is TDCBahamas.com.
And you're saying that there's funding. There's funding for Bahamians who want to enter tourism. There's support for Bahamians who want to enter tourism in terms of business development plans, in terms of training. So your Tourism Development Corporation sector will help Bahamians who are in tourism or who want to be entered into tourism. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're not talking about people giving away free money. For people who just want to satisfy their own whims and fancies, or just kind of stretch their hobbies. We're talking about people that are serious about doing business in the tourism space. There are absolutely opportunities. Yes, indeed, and we stand ready to help.
And you're saying that people who are interested can call this number, and you can walk them through the process of what they need to do have beforehand, and what you can help them with whilst they're in the business.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We stand ready. We have a small but mighty team of persons ready to help. Yes.
Go ahead, Ian. Aaron.
In a recent article about the development of downtown Nassau, the Minister for Tourism referenced at the end of the article a souvenir incubator project.
Yes.
Would the Tourism Development Corporation be a part of that initiative? And where could I go to learn more about it? Or can I invite a member of your team or yourself back to the show at a later point to talk about it?
Okay. That is that actually happens to be one of our signature projects. So you're talking to the right team?
Awesome.
You're talking to the right team, and I will gladly come back to walk you through. In fact, we we don't want to prematurely give any details, but we are getting ready to launch and to share some specific details about that program. Yes.
Because I think just from a peripheral point, I think that this is an excellent mechanism to expand inclusion in tourism. And for those people that a number of callers and texters expressed concern about, right, not being prepared to be a part of the larger tourism product, this is a space where people who traditionally wouldn't be a part of the product can now make money, survive, support themselves by contributing to tourism. Excellent idea.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
So we have 3 minutes, Aaron, so we can conclude with Mr. Ferguson. For persons who want support, like promotions, advertisement, be included into the Tourism Development Corporation lineup, right? Because they have a product already, have a business ready. How does the corporation do that, promote events?
Right. We're not in the business of promotion. However, we do have very active and live social media sites. We have obviously a website, and we have an organization, our base, Bahamas Association of Shore Experiences, that acts almost like our preferred vendor grouping. And so when you join base, or when you have conversations with us and you demonstrate to us the power of your brand and your product, we are very, very open to to ensuring that you are included in. In fact, one of the projects that we took on this year was, it straddles the line of promotion. We just wanted to highlight some businesses on our website that were doing just out-of-the-box wonderful things in the tourism space across sectors, whether it's transportation, accommodations, tourism excursions, just anything in the tourism space, engaging the visitor, representing the Bahamas, and doing it well. We want to talk about the great things that you're doing. So there are some opportunities for a little bit of promotion, but that's really not our space.
Absolutely. Mr. Ferguson, we're almost out of time. I'm sure the music is about to start. On your return, I'm putting this on the table right now, because I think it's important for Bahamians to see the larger system and understand not only how they can plug in, but the ways in which they can and must adapt and remodel to evolve with the evolving product. So I want to put this on the table for our next meeting. I don't just want to provide an Airbnb. I don't want to just connect my guests to Airbnb experiences. I want to be an Airbnb experience along with the room rental. Is the Tourism Development Corporation engaging private rental owners for product enhancement and development?
Absolutely. Now, as relates to regulation, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism has as a department, a regulatory department, the Hotel Licensing Department, that now has a section that specifically addresses the needs, the concerns, the issues of the vacation home rentals. In fact, it's called, the proper name escapes me, because it's an all-inclusive, it's not just the Airbnb, it's just the whole gamut of that. And it's a sizable, amazing market that just immediately doubles the room numbers for the Bahamas. So yeah, we can't neglect it any further. We understand that it's a powerful market. So our job is really support, assist, provide direction, technical consultancy support to those businesses, much like we would any other micro, small, medium-sized enterprise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Ferguson, for joining us this morning and doing just what it is I asked you to do, to help guide our conversation so we could understand the scope. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.